Good afternoon. This is Tammy Graham with KSUT. I am happy to be interviewing today Drew Brown from Archuleta County. Drew is a consultant with Aduce Consulting. He does work in public health, community development, and education. Thanks so much for joining us today, Drew.
Thank you for having me.
So a couple of things we're going to talk about today. A new kind of form of engagement, public engagement, that's going to be getting a kind of a trial run in Colorado or maybe even in the nation, called participatory budgeting. And this sort of test, I'm going to let you speak more eloquently than I will right now, but kind of a test run of this process is occurring in Archuleta County with the Archuleta County Food Coalition. So we'll back up a little bit. Drew, explain to our listeners a little bit about participatory budgeting. What is it? And then we'll talk about its application.
Sure. So actually, participatory budgeting has been used throughout the world. It began in 1989 in the city of Porto Alegre in Brazil. It has been used, it's currently used in New York City and Chicago. It has been used in schools and housing developments. There's some nascent use of it, I think, at a couple schools in Colorado that may have been tried, or I know it was discussed with the city of Denver. But as far as we know, this is the first time participatory budgeting is being used in the public sphere in the state of Colorado. So that's really exciting. And what it is it's just people deciding how to spend public funds.
Now, one could argue that that should already be the case. So how is this different?
Well, so rather than electing someone to make decisions for you, electing people to be the experts or to hire the experts, participatory budgeting tries to use local government and turn it to the needs of the people. So generally the format happens in four phases. You have idea collection, proposal development, voting and presentations, and then implementation. So what will happen is there will be community meetings where the citizens are invited to come and generate ideas about things they might want to do with the money. So that all depends on how the process is structured. So let's say we're doing it in the city. Maybe an idea is to buy a new slide for the park. Another is to build a swimming pool. Another is to fix the street lights. And so all of these ideas sort of make it into a general list. And once those ideas are on the board, someone begins to develop a formal proposal. And generally how it would work in a city is delegates who are developing proposals would speak to the government agencies that are specialists in replacing streetlights or buying slides for parks and playgrounds. And they would get all of the information from the city. So the city, rather than making the decisions, is put at the disposal of those proposal developers. Those proposals are developed, they're priced out, and then they are presented in a public forum, and everybody gets to vote on which projects they want to fund.
So at this point, we will cue the Archuleta County Food Coalition and ask you to speak about the application of participatory budgeting, or PB, in action. So explain a little bit about how that connection happened with the Food Coalition over in Archuleta County.
So yeah, the Food Coalition here in Archuleta County is doing amazing work. They started in 2017, just a few agencies came together to start thinking about the local food system. And, we know that a few months ago when the pandemic hit, that idea of a local food system became even more important. And part of the coalition is the local food pantries that make sure that all of the residents have access to healthy and nutritious food. Those pantries, I think, went up by over 200%. They were serving about 200 families and went up to almost 400 at their height. They are trying to figure out how we can grow food, source food, produce food, reduce food waste. And we were approached because the Health Foundation received a grant to help make sure that the community was involved in improving the local food system. So participation was a key concern. They conducted a community food assessment last year. They had some recommendations, and we offered to help them put on participatory budgeting in order to draw the populace into thinking about how they could help the local food system. So the Food Coalition amassed $20,000 and put it at the disposal of this process, which creates access for anyone who lives in Archuleta County, who goes to school in Archuleta County, who works in Archuleta County, or has a child that goes to school in Archuleta County and is over the age of 16, to vote, develop a proposal, or participate in any of the online events that we've had thus far. And so right now we're looking at 8 proposals that are nearing, you know, their finale, and presentations will be online. You'll be able to see them on the Food Coalition's website next week. Voting begins on the 14th and goes to the 22nd. It will be completely online, but we will have a live voting event where the presentations are shown to an audience.
And I just want to give out that website. If you're in Archuleta County and you want to participate, you want to vote, Food Coalition and then the number 4. So foodcoalition4archuleta.org. So speaking with Drew Brown regarding participatory budgeting in Archuleta County, in practice, first time in Colorado that participatory budgeting as a practice is being utilized on a large scale initiative in partnership with the Archuleta County Food Coalition. We've got just a minute or two left. Drew, anything else that you would like to say about just kind of context? Why is this important? Why is it relevant right now? And what are your hopes for PB moving forward?
Yeah, I think, that's a really great question and an important one. Participatory budgeting does a couple of things that you wouldn't expect it to. People have reported as they come out that they actually are better listeners, they're more empathetic, and they're more willing to give up their idea for an idea they heard from someone else. And in a time of such polarization, the idea of participating in a democratic process that may contribute to more social cohesion rather than polarization is really great. I think the other thing is that we spend a lot of time as Americans living in this country talking about ideas and principles that sort of play out in Washington, D.C. And those are very important matters that we should all pay attention to. But we've maybe lost a sense of what it's like to deliberate kindly, respectfully, thoughtfully with our neighbors about how to allocate shared resources. And so participatory budgeting, there isn't a whole lot of ideology involved when you talk about should we get a new slide or should we repair a streetlight. And you're able to listen to people and you're able to see what the need is. And it allows for the community to grow closer and to have productive conversations about tangible things and feel like, government works for them.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Drew. This is so exciting that this is happening in Archuleta County right here in Southwest Colorado for the first time in Colorado, and may it be the beginning of many, many, many applications throughout Colorado. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much, Tammy.
I've been speaking with Drew Brown. He is a consultant with Educe Consulting, and he's a public health and community development consultant, also works in education. If you would like to vote, again, if you live in Archuleta County and you're interested in learning more and possibly participating, you can go to the website Food Coalition, then the number 4, foodcoalition4archuleta.org. Thanks again, Drew. This is Tammy Graham with KSUT.